Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for joining us for live paranormal radio. From the paranormal to the unexplained, it all happens here.
It all happens here.
Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in our live video chat 24/7 with our live paranormal radio show host and other like-minded people. Live. Paranormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by Full Interaction Media. Stop by now and join the fun.
Stop by now and join the fun.
Yes, guys, join the fun. As always, it's always a party when Eric is involved, right? And, okay, of course, the doorbell is ringing. But before we start, I want a shout-out to my husband, who has a birthday today. And Lucas is cooking dinner. I can smell it. I'm starving. And as soon as I'm off the show, dudes, I am going to eat and party and have chocolate cake. Hello, Veronica. How are you doing? And hello, Eric.
Hey, hey. Hey, Mama.
Hey. Say happy birthday to your pa.
You know what? He's, like, backing off, and he's, like, pushing me to say it. So, Roon, happy birthday. Day, right? That's his name, right? And Eric is saying,
yeah.
Hey, Paul. Hey, Paul, happy birthday to you.
Oh, God.
Yes.
Actually, he had a pretty good voice. But we have Charles Osborne with us here, who is a master of the knowledge about the art of surrender. And that is what he is here to share with us. He has this whole thing called
Hi,
Surrender
everybody.
Protocol, right? So, take it away, Charles, and Eric, if you want to interject any time, go for it.
First, I want to give a shout-out to Eric. Thank you, Eric. Eric was involved early on in my awakening process. I started awakening around December of 2012, like a lot of people did, and as I was surfing through the internet wanting to get more spiritual, I came across the Channeling Eric website, and I soaked everything up that was on that website, and did a lot of research on, you know, what is actually going on in the spirit world. Before that, I was a lot like you, Lisa. I was kind of an atheist and, you know, if I can't see it, hear it, feel it, touch it, it doesn't exist kind of person, right?
Oh, right, right. Yeah.
And when you're like that, you really need to get help from a guy like Eric who can come in and give you a prank and show you that there is something beyond this universe, right?
Yeah,
and that really helped me
you.
Wake up.
He will pester you into believing, too. We just were talking
you
about
got
that
it.
Before we started. Yeah, exactly.
So I want to thank you, Eric, for pranking me a couple of times. One day in 2013, I was getting up. I was going out to my garage, and all of a sudden, the garage door opens up by itself, right?
Whoa.
Right. And previous to that, I said to myself, Eric, give me a prank. Show me that you're out there. So there it was, and that really did help strengthen my faith in the spiritual world, right?
Yeah.
And it definitely helped me along in my spiritual path.
Mm.
And also, he did another great prank. Also, one of his favorite pranks is to fill your car up with marijuana smell when you're
oh,
next to
boy,
a,
yeah.
a police car. So
oh
he did
God,
that,
he did
and I just started
Patrick.
Cracking up.
Oh, my God, he did that with Patrick from the amendment.net, too.
Oh,
that's the police department. Bam. Oh, scary.
He's laughing his butt off.
I would start laughing my butt off, too. And it's a weird thing because you don't have any smoke in your car, but you're smelling it. So I don't know how you
mm-hmm.
do it, Eric, but it was awfully cool. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate it. And so that's why your day. I want to.
Prepare for
say?
More, Charles. He says prepare
all right.
for more.
Oh, boy.
I'm not going to say bring it on, but I do appreciate your presence. And I'm here to pay it back. I'm here to pay it forward with what I've been doing since 2013, which is really trying to empty myself out of all my emotional triggers, anxieties, and fears, right? Who doesn't have that?
So hard.
Amen.
I wouldn't know where
yes.
to begin. Tell us. Give us some
guidance.
Well, I got to
tell you.
Oh.
All right. Well, let me tell you where this came from. There is a book called The Game of Life and How to Play It by
mm-hmm.
Florence Shobel-Ginn. very old book from the 1920s. Highly recommend you Google it. There's actually on, I think it's called archive.org. They did a great job of actually putting an audio version of this. So if you Google it, you can actually get an audio version of it and just listen to it. It's way before the, you know, the Abraham Hicks stuff. And she was talking about manifest back in those days. And in the book is one chapter about dealing with fear. And in it, there was just a simple line. It was like, I cast this fear that I have to the Christ within, and please take it away forever. So that was the one line. I started using that because I was getting anxiety attacks. And then I started asking Source. I said, Source, it's not working all the time. Can you help me make this better? And I started getting information back, because not only have I gone into a spiritual path, I did teach myself how to tune in and channel. So I have a strong connection to Source. I'm always having conversations with Source all the time. I've had conversations with Eric. I have a website called thedailymessenger.com where I bring in messages from Jesus, Ascended Masters, and Archangels. So it's
a
fun website.
Dailymessenger.com. Okay.
It's
thedailymessenger.com. Oh, thedailymessenger.com. Okay, I will put all your information tomorrow when I post this show on the blog. Okay, go for it. And all my social media as well.
By the way, I just posted the link on the blog page to the Florence book. So it's up. The link is up to the free PDF.
Oh, awesome.
Excellent.
Right.
Great book.
It.
Recommend
right
everybody.
I'm on it because I'm going to read it.
Yeah, it was written in 1922. It's still a great book to read and apply today. So as I was working on getting rid of my fears, my anxieties, my triggers, because I had a very traumatic childhood with a mother who I loved dearly, but unfortunately she was very bipolar and scared the living heck out of myself and my sisters. We were constantly getting yelled at and stuff thrown at us. And it was a very scary thing to happen as a small child, right?
Sure.
So
I
would have strange triggers. People would say certain things, and I would get this weird trigger. And I said, God, why? Why, Source? Why am I acting this way? And over a period of time, this surrendering protocol came out. It's about 12, 13 steps. And the basics of surrendering is recognizing that you can't really heal this. However, Source can. You ask Source for help, you'll get it. So that's probably the biggest message that I can give today. You ask Source, you ask God, whatever you want to call it. You ask the all that is. Source likes to be called the all that is because it's a reminder that everything is Source, right?
Including us.
So, including us. You look around. Every person that you meet is Source. So a great thing to do is just walk around and just say to yourself, everything here is the all that is, right?
All that is. I love that.
Right? It'll shift your consciousness if you do that. So,
that's true. And Eric says is that we are whole and part of Source. And you know, those little skull hologram necklaces they used to sell like in the 60s, 70s, I can't remember. If you broke one, if it had a picture of you and you toss it on the the floor and it broke up into little shards, each shard would have a picture of you. So we are whole and part. We're like a hologram of God.
Absolutely. And if we're injured, that means Source is injured. So one of the things that
we hurt other people, we hurt ourselves and Source.
Absolutely. You know, I have long conversations with Source, and I ask Source, what is the big lesson that you found from this universe? And the answer was that free will can be damaging to self, which is pretty deep if you think about it. So part of surrendering, and you know, free will really is all about ego, right?
Yes.
Now, you've raised kids. I have two kids. And you know that kids are pretty headstrong, right? You might ask one of your children, you know, you might give them advice and say, hey, why don't you try doing this? And they're like, no, thanks.
They love advice. Oh, God, yeah, my kids adore my advice. Yeah, right.
Right? So
that's part of learning.
Yeah. But that's also a part of ego, right? Now, there's a certain point in time where you got to realize that there are some things that you can't handle by yourself. And for me, it was these emotional triggers coming up, this anxiety, you know, having a low level of jumpiness and anxiety throughout the day. I did not want to have anti-anxiety meds. I'm like, sure, help me out. So this process called the Serenity Protocol, which you have a link to, it's kind of a long process. It takes about 2 minutes to do it once you're good at it. But it would take an entire half hour for me to explain how each step works. But the basics are the following. And please, I hope you link it. And everybody really use it. Contact me if you want to talk about it. I look at this as my contribution to everybody else. Mm. Go ahead and use it. I'm writing a book, so it will be in a book format.
Good.
In about a year.
We'll have you back on when the book's out. We'll have you back on for sure.
Absolutely. Be more than happy to. But the general steps are you just say, Source, you know, please, I surrender this anxiety that I'm feeling right now. Please take it out of my mind, body, soul, forever. And then it keeps going on. You can replace it. Please replace that with a feeling of peace and calmness. And then you go even deeper. This is the magic is when you ask, Source, please show me the root cause of this anxiety. And then you start, Source will actually feed you a memory. I can't tell you how many times I've done this with clients. And I've been doing this with clients now for about a year. And what happens is they'll get some of the craziest stuff coming up. You go, you know, I see myself as an 8-year-old, and I see my dad yelling at my brother. And this would cause a child rule to be created. And in this particular example that I'm talking about, the woman became super fearful at work because the child rule that she created when she saw her dad yelling at her brother was, I'm going to be perfect all the time, so I'll never get yelled at. See how that works?
Oh, yeah.
So this is a woman in her 50s, and she's been walking on eggshells for her entire life because she's got this rule in herself.
Terrible. Yeah,
guess
man,
what?
I gave up on being perfect a long time ago, dude. Oh, my God.
Yes.
It's like having 5 kids is a very humbling experience. They will remind you 24/7 that you are not all that.
Absolutely. And so I got
that's
that
good.
I got to tell you, this lady is a good friend of mine, and I've worked with her before, and we did this surrendering, and now she is so relaxed and so happy.
That's
and
awesome.
She's a big fan of surrendering. She does it hundreds of times. I personally use this protocol over a few thousand times just to get rid of everything that I could. I'm a very happy guy now. Before, I used to get triggered and angry and upset and all this stuff. I'm pretty much really easygoing now, Dave. And I've got
to
thank this
protocol.
So I have
to balance you, I guess, huh? Yeah, so do you need to get in a meditative state, stage? Do you need to be like in a meditation?
Well,
I mean, what do you need to do to prepare yourself before you start this whole questioning?
For this is just breathe in. Let's do this right now. Let's breathe in and just hold your breath for about 2 seconds. And just breathe out and relax. Just breathe in and go 3, 2, 1, and just breathe out. All right? Let's demonstrate it. Have you been triggered at all today? Would you like to, first of all, let me get permission. Would you like to do this on air?
Are you talking to me? Let me see. Yesterday, hell yeah. Go ahead.
All right, let's do it. So first thing
you
got to do is, pick something where you got triggered and just tell us what the emotion was. You don't have to tell us the situation unless you want to.
I can. My son, Lucas, I swear to God, he is 25 going on 14. And I have a hard time asking him to do things like unload the dishwasher or whatever, if it's his mess, especially, you know, come on. And he just makes me feel so bad. Is that all you can talk to me about? And it's not. It's not. I talk to him about many other things. And, you know, I feel like we are losing connection because he's always on my, you know what, all the time because of it. It makes me feel spare and anxious. I don't know what will come out of my mouth that will make you know, make him lash out.
All right.
It's okay.
So let's
listen to the show, so we're good.
I got to tell you one thing is I have a 17-year-old and 19-year-old, two sons. And I used to get super triggered by them because they really don't like to do stuff. They don't like to empty the trash, and they don't like to clean up their rooms. And I got to tell you now, the 17-year-old, as I was over and I saw his bedroom, and it was clean, and I was amazed.
Whoa.
I had been working with the decluttering protocol with him so that he got rid of his triggers. Because what happens is not only do we get triggered,
good.
But our kids get triggered.
Of course.
So this is a great family activity.
He loves to cook, and so, you know, but he didn't like to clean up after himself. And so eventually, it's like after 2 days of having, I just took all the dirty dishes and, you know, threw it on his bed. It's like, hello. So,
well, I'll tell you
that.
What we can do here is, you know, the management of how you want to parent does not get changed with surrendering protocol. But what it will do is it will get rid of that strong anger that you're feeling. Would you like to have more of a cooler head around him?
It's not anger. I feel a sense of hopelessness, like he's never going to grow up.
Well,
it's sad.
Let's get rid of that.
Okay, let's do it. I'm game.
Let's get rid of the hopelessness. All right. All right, so just repeat after me. Okay, say, dear source.
Dear source.
I surrender this feeling of hopelessness about my son to you.
I surrender this sense of hopelessness about my son to you.
Please take it out of me forever.
Please take it out of me for freaking forever.
Excellent. Now, we want to replace that with something. I can tell you, having two sons myself who are just like yours, they do change. It's just a period of time where they just grow out of it. I can tell you that as truth. So, what if I were to tell you that he's going to straighten his act out within the next 3 years? Would you be be confident that would happen?
Yeah,
let's ask
I
Eric.
Think so.
Eric,
is
your brother going to straighten himself out?
Yeah. Let's ask that because my son Lucas completely changed after Eric's really changed, and not in a good way. So
well,
Eric is sitting here and he's rubbing his chin with his fingers and he's thinking, okay, this boy needs a little bit of Eric, is what he's thinking.
Yeah.
And he's also encouraging you, Mom, to not shirk your parenting responsibilities because of any guilt you might be feeling.
Well, it's not guilt so much as I don't want to have the chaos. I don't want to create the conflict and, you know, the throwing of things and the, you know, the screaming and all, and, you know, it can be really disturbing. And, you know, I've already had that with my history with Eric. So I don't want that anymore. So it's really hard for me to sit there and say, you're going to fucking clean your dishes or make your bed or do your laundry. It's very hard to do. I'm being
honest
with everybody out there. Yeah.
Eric is assuring you that he is not Eric and that he will challenge you for reasons that you need to look inside and see where you need to grow. He said, Mom.
Yeah.
He's your teacher.
Yeah. Oh.
So managing it. So Charles can help you manage it. Eric is saying.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. And I'm willing to go beyond this radio show to help you out with that.
Mm-hmm.
Because I work with people over many phone calls to get rid of the big issues. But using the Serenity Protocol is really a very powerful healing technique. I use it. I'm not the healer. Source is actually the healer on this. So let's replace that healing.
Charles, maybe you need to work with Lucas too. Maybe we could set something up. And of course, I'd be glad to pay whatever.
Is,
but yeah, it'd be cool.
I'll tell you how it works.
Coach one.
What actually works is working with you first, and then him seeing the change within you, and he'll get interested.
Okay.
That's how it works. I've seen this happen many times where people start using this, and their kids are like, "Wow, Mom, you're pretty cool now. What's going on?"
Awesome. Oh no, I'm never going to be cool to him. But that's okay. I don't care. But, yeah, he's a very spiritual guy, by the way. He teaches all his friends about spirituality and all that it is and source and all that. So he's totally
excellent.
On board.
No, we will get this straightened out. Trust me. It's all about getting rid of your triggers, and then he'll see that. He'll see that energy, your energy loosen up and lighten up, and he'll respond to it. That's how we respond, right? So.
Good.
So don't worry, this will work.
And
okay, so
guys,
what do you want to replace
that
energy
with? Yeah, and I will journal this and post it so you guys can follow our experience.
Absolutely. So let's do the protocol once, so that people actually get a flavor for it. So you've surrendered this feeling of hopelessness. What would you like to replace that feeling with?
Inner peace, yes.
That sounds great. How about optimism? How's that?
Okay. You're right. Optimism that he will grow up and be a happy, fulfilled human being. Good. Okay. I like that.
I can tell you, I'm getting that information. He will be, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Got to trust source on this one. All right?
Good.
Okay, so let's say the following. This next step is say, dear source. Please replace that feeling of despair with a feeling of inner peace and optimism.
Please replace that feeling of despair with peace and optimism.
All right, now breathe. I want you to breathe in, right? And then hold it for 3 seconds and just relax the breath out and feel source working on you. Feel source taking out that despair. All right? And then breathe in again and feel that optimism and peace coming into you. Now, there's a really cool thing that usually happens with people when they do this a number of times. You start feeling a little tired because you're actually getting your entire energetic system swapped out on this particular thing.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
Because, when you ask, you feel it? When you ask Source to work on you, it gets done. It gets done. There's no doubt about it.
Right.
Okay, now there's more to it. Let's go a little bit deeper now, okay? Now we're going to try to find the root cause. Actually, what we're doing here is on one particular emotion, we are doing what would be considered a life review in the afterlife.
Okay.
So that's what this surrendering protocol does is you get one chunk of an afterlife review on just one item. It's very specific. So we're being very specific about your feeling of despair because of lack of control over your son. So now what we're going to do now is ask Source, close your eyes, and just ask Source, please show me the reason why I was feeling despair regarding my son.
Okay. Source, please show me why I was feeling despair about my son.
Now, you're either going to get a message or you'll get a memory. Or
I get an image. I get an image of Eric. I get
you got it.
Eric.
That's right. So you have a fear, right?
Yeah.
You're,
maybe I have a
fear
that he will never really grow up to, like Eric, to have a career, a family that he loves, a wife that he cares about, and things like that.
Absolutely. And that's why Eric, through Veronica, was saying he's not Eric, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
So how would
he
like
kept his source
now?
Too.
You, oh, absolutely. Eric is closer to source. Very close. More than we
yeah.
know. Right? Okay,
yeah.
Now let's do this. Do you want to get rid of that root cause, that fear that you have about your son?
Okay.
Of repeating Eric. Do you want to get rid of that?
Yes.
Good. Let's do it. Say, dear source.
Dear source.
Please take away this fear.
Please.
I surrender it to you.
Pretty please. Take away this fear. Surrender it to you.
Please take it out of me forever.
Please take it out of me forever.
Now breathe in. Now breathe out and feel that fear being taken out of you.
Can I visualize it as black? Like, you know, on the Green Mile, how he, you know, breathed out
yes.
blackness. Yeah.
That
I visualize
black
that.
Goo is, yeah, that is actually what
fear.
It looks like. Yeah, that fear is being taken out of you. So Source has literally extracted that from you right now.
Yeah, that's awesome.
You know, there's this thing in the Bible that ask and you shall receive. So that's part of the operating rule of this universe. If you don't ask for this, you don't get it. So what I've done is, with the help of Source, is create this protocol where you ask very specifically in a very specific way to get these things removed from us.
Yes.
And that's why it's
yeah.
very successful. I've had people who have been in a state of depression for their entire life. They've been committed to mental institutions. They use this protocol and
oh.
it's taken out of them.
Oh.
So am I a believer on this? Oh, you got it. So I've seen it
yeah.
at work. Right? So let's replace that with, first of all, Source wants to give you a message. My dear, you need to understand that your son is going to have a very long, healthy, and productive life. Please understand
Good.
That. So you just got a message from Source regarding this. Do you believe that? Do you feel,
oh,
it? Feel, do you feel
do.
That in your heart? Okay,
yes.
so we know that
so
fear is
you
unfounded.
Source. You can channel Source, right?
Oh, yes. Yeah, we all
oh,
are, we all
cool.
can channel Source, but I've been practicing it for quite some time. It's
okay.
Actually, when we do this surrendering protocol some more, not obviously not on air, when we do it more, you'll start getting that information too. That image that you got of Eric when we asked for Source to show you, that was actually
yes.
a channeled communication. So you've already channeled Source using the protocol.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Okay.
So not only does this protocol help heal you, you also get a very strong communication link with Source.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Okay, so
That's
let's replace
awesome.
That. What do you want to replace? What do you want to replace that fear with?
With the idea that he will live a full and happy life with a family and a sense of fulfillment, a career that will fulfill him. He will be able to actually support himself instead of living with his mommy and daddy the rest of his life, which is not going to happen.
He absolutely will. You see, what happens is now that you've removed this fear, that energy will be gone, wiped out of your household, actually. And he's going to feel that. He's going to feel that gone.
Okay.
All right. So let's replace it. Say, dear Source.
Dear Source.
Please replace that fear that I
please replace that fear.
Surrendered.
Yeah. Okay.
With the feeling and knowledge that my son...
Wait, with the feeling and knowledge that my son, I don't have the best working memory, so I have to do tidbits of this. Okay, go ahead.
That's okay. The knowledge that my son will have a fulfilling and productive life.
That my son will have a fulfilling and productive life.
Now breathe that in. Breathe it in, feel it, and ask Source, show me that. Show me source. Breathe it in.
Oh, okay. I see a picture of Lucas around the table with three kids and a wife at Thanksgiving dinner.
Nice. Congratulations. You just got a direct channeled visual communication from source. From the future.
That's awesome.
Is that cool or what?
That is very awesome. So, of course, I got to post your information, but is there anything that they can Google right now? Because I know the link, you know, is really long, okay? So how can they right now?
Well, you know, they'd have to go, you know, for right now, they'd really have to click on that link because I don't have this on a website. I just have it on a Google Doc at this point. So, you know, they're going to have to search for that link and listen
so
to
guys,
this radio
Elisa,
show because
I will put it
Elisa.
On my links list under the favorites tab and I will post it tomorrow. But go ahead.
Can you text me the link or email it to me and I'll shorten it real quick and throw it up?
Oh, yeah, sure. Yes. Okay.
If you can, because I'm doing stuff in real time on the group, so I can do both. If you want.
Okay. You're a multitasker, I'm telling you. Okay.
Robert, great stuff. Great stuff, by the way. Awesome.
Really?
Awesome
very good
stuff.
Charles.
Yes.
Thank you.
Robert. So, I call him Robert. I'm sorry.
Okay, let's see. I'm copying. And we'll paste it to you, Veronica.
Yeah.
And, okay, so.
I'll put it up.
Oh, my gosh. What did I do here? Let's see. Okay. And
I don't know why, Charles, but I have a Robert thing with you, Charles. What's your middle name?
Robert,
though,
maybe
is it?
It's Lewis. Maybe you're thinking Robert Lewis Stevenson.
Ah, there you go.
Well, that could be.
All right. Okay, I got the text. I'm on it.
Sounds awesome.
All right.
Take some callers here, guys, and I want to give a shout out to LiveParanormal.com for making this all happen. And we're going to take somebody from the 910 area code. Hey, what's up? This is Elisa, Veronica, and Charles. How you doing? Hi.
This is Belinda.
Hi, Belinda. What's up? You got going on?
A little bit rough day. Today is 2 years I lost my father.
I'm so sorry. You didn't lose him. Know that, right?
No,
I didn't lose him,
but physically.
Yeah, I know. Of course.
I didn't know if I could get a message from him, especially for my daughter. She was
What's
first
name?
Grandchild, and they were connected.
Oh.
My father or my daughter?
Your father.
Clyde.
So, can you bring Clyde up and give a message to him?
So, give me a second. Eric? So the message is happy anniversary. He wants you to celebrate and he wants you to know that he is very much at peace and he's got his eye on you. He's watching and he's actually right with you, right with you in your space right now.
Wow.
Very much with you.
I got goosebumps on goosebumps.
Yep, and he's in the corner. Did he have a favorite chair or a favorite space? Because he's hanging out there.
You know, right in the corner, right behind me, is the only picture right now I have of him in the house. It's right behind me in the corner.
He's right there. And think of his arms. Eric is showing me his arms cradled around you. So he's with you. And he said, even though it's not a physical presence, you can feel him. Know that he's there.
What kind of signs does Clyde give Linda?
I'm sorry, you cut out. What was that?
I'm sorry. What kind of signs does Clyde give Belinda, if any?
Eric is saying that Clyde would move things around, and he would also make certain noises in the house. Like you would hear footsteps. It would be as if he were meandering, walking around the house, Eric is saying. So when you hear things, it's definitely him coming around. Do you hear creaking and cricking and all of that? Because it's definitely his footsteps.
Yeah, I'll hear something, and then my dog is just laying on the floor and he'll just growl.
Yep.
And nothing.
Well, listen, animals totally get it. Animals are like, there's no veil with the animals. So when he's there, it's like he's walking around looking for a midnight snack.
That's so cute. Well, I hope that helps out. Charles, can you help share how we grievers can surrender grief?
Yeah, well, one of the first things that you really have to understand is exactly what has been told, is that your father is still there, right? And another thing that we need to understand is that our grief is that we are afraid that person is no longer enjoying life, right? Now, I had an aunt in her 90s that passed away last year, and the first thing I did when I heard that she'd passed was establish a connection to her. I said, "How you doing up there?" Right? First thing she said was, "I'm having a great time. I'm listening to Frank Sinatra singing in a nightclub, and I'm smoking a cigarette. I haven't been able to do that in years."
Oh my gosh, that's cute.
Right. So we need to understand that life goes on. They're having a good time. Don't worry about them. Let them go. You have to first make that decision to let them go.
Mm-hmm. But still not let them go in the sense that you don't have a relationship with them, right? So you can still have a relationship and talk to them.
Absolutely.
That's Eric. I definitely do.
That's awesome. All right, Belinda, thank you for calling, sweetie.
Thank you.
Till the next time. I love you too. All right. She's a regular. She's sweet. Okay, so let's take somebody from the 214 area code. Hi there. How are you doing? Welcome to Joe.
Hi. Hi, Lisa.
Hi there.
Hi, Lisa. Hi, Eric. Hi, Veronica.
Hi.
And Charles. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Hi.
I'm so excited. Thank you for... Thank you for answering my call.
The gang's all here.
My name's Leah.
One of our transcribers, our volunteer transcribing thing, no? Great name.
Yeah. Well,
so what's up for Eric?
I wanted to ask Eric, it's about a very important family member. He's very, very important to my heart. And I have a big, beautiful German Shepherd that is 2 years old, and he is an amazing dog. He's just so beautiful and just a very loving soul. And, but he's having seizures for the past 4 months. And I wanted to ask Eric, we've been trying to figure out, what it's all about and why he's having them. Is it like external, heartworm medicine? We thought about that. Is it food? Is it,
He says it's environmental.
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 What specifically?
Let me tell you this. Eric is telling me there's some sort of, I'm hearing mold, something that's around where the dog goes or outside where the dog goes. I'm hearing the word mold. Eric is saying an infestation.
Okay. Veronica, I'm thinking, okay, he's been, like, obsessed with, like, we planted this new grass a few months ago, and he's been obsessed with, like, eating the dirt from it.
Yep.
And we've been watering it and trying to get it to grow, and he's been munching down it, and we put, like, fences around it and stuff, but he's so big, he's like, you know, he just knocks it over.
Eric is asking, when did the sickness correlate, did the seizures correlate with the grass, or was it prior?
No, it was after the grass.
Yeah, so look into that, because there's something environmentally. Now, I heard mold that could be growing in the soil itself.
Oh,
it's definitely environmental.
Okay, so.
And it will heal. It will heal itself once the outside intrusion, we're calling it, stops, the invasion stops of the system.
So what needs to be done? What needs to be done specifically? Do they need to
stop eating the grass?
No, but how can we get them to not? How can we get him to? I mean, can we treat the dirt so that it has no more of the mold? Or I mean,
you know what? It's probably
just
a normal
put concrete on it. Yeah.
It's what?
What?
We could just cover it with concrete and forget about it. If that's gonna heal him.
You know what? Is it a big? Yeah. It's a small patch. I'm getting a sense that it's a small patch.
Yes, ma'am.
Right? Yes.
Yeah.
Eric is saying make a patio.
Oh my gosh.
Oh,
okay.
That would be nice. And a nice fire pit. They get up your wine.
Put pavers.
Tiki torches.
Put pavers.
Yeah, like
make it an entertainment
invite
area.
Me.
Make it an.
Invite me, Eric and Veronica, and we will test it out for you.
Let's do it. Oh, my gosh. That's all it takes. Then, oh, my gosh. It's done. It's a done deal if it will help my dog. Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Listen, your dog's not going anywhere anytime soon. So don't, here's what Eric is saying. Your dog is more human than dog. And your dog picks up on. Your dog picks up on your anxiety like nothing. Like you could think you're hiding your energy from your dog, but you are so not hiding it. So here's the thing, and this is going to sound really out there, but telepathically and verbally, talk to your dog. Do not eat this. Do not go near there. Lay it down. Lay down the verbiage, because the dog can hear it and understand it.
Wow. So were they connected in a prior life as humans?
Who are you talking about? Oh, the caller and her dog?
Yeah.
Well, Eric is saying they spent many moons together, so they've had many lives together, and that's why she is so deeply impacted and affected by the dog. Not that people who are dog lovers don't feel that, but the dog also feels that back to her. That's why I'm saying, Eric is saying telepathically, that's all they need. They will get each other.
Mm. Okay. That's pretty cool.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you, Leah. Cool. Glad you called.
Thanks.
That's pretty cool.
Good luck, honey.
Thank you so much. I can't tell you how much that means to me, and I'll never forget it. Thank you.
Good luck. Keep us posted.
Hey, follow up with me, okay?
I will, Alicia.
Okay.
I will, Alicia.
Thank you.
All right.
Wow, that's cool. That was so cool. Okay, we got somebody from the 321 area code. Hey there, what's going on? How you doing? This is Lisa. Hi.
I'm well. How are you doing?
I'm so glad. Good. What's your first name? And what would you like to ask Eric or Charles?
My first name is Jill, and I'd like to ask about why I'm living in the city that I am. I came here out of necessity about 8 years ago, and since then I have been trying to leave, and I have not been able to.
God, I got the same story, girl. Ugh. I'm living in the meteorological armpit of America, but go for it. So, Eric, what do you think?
Oh, Eric is cracking up, as am I. So the reason you haven't left, Eric, how do we dive into this? Because you haven't done what you needed to do since you've been there. Is this tied to employment?
I guess so.
Well, we're getting what Eric is telling me is it's a money issue, and it's not that you can't afford to move. It's a money issue.
No, I cannot afford. I cannot afford to move. That's why I haven't moved.
You can afford to move once you understand that it's tied to the employment issue. Meaning,
well,
you're
I
right. You can't afford to
work,
move.
So
okay.
In that sense, so, it's tied to an employment issue.
It's tied to the employment issue. And so, were you sick? Did you just get sick within the last 3 years?
In the last 3 years, I got much sicker, but I've been sick for the entire time I've been here.
Okay. So energetically, there's something going on. I mean, you're clearly where you're supposed to be because you're there, but the long term for your overall health and well-being, obviously, you know, you're not in the right place. Getting financial resources to get you to move. And Eric is saying learning the lessons around money is what's important. Now, we can dive into that and saying, you know, how do I generate more money? How do I understand where I move? How do I get my next location? Getting all your steps in a row. So ideally, he's saying plan it out. Where do you want to live? Where would you geographically love to live?
I know where I'd like to live.
So where is it? Can you say the state?
New York City, New York.
Okay. So understanding that New York is where you want to live, does the career that you have match your ability and your desire, rather, to live in New York City? Because that's what he's talking about when he's talking about money and alignment.
I see.
So once you understand that your career must support where you want to live and you figure out how that happens, you'll absolutely move. Now, he's also telling me you may not live directly in the state of New York. You will live very close to the state of New York.
Like maybe New Jersey or upstate New York.
Something like that. Or one of the boroughs. He's saying New York City, not directly New York City, but perhaps one of the boroughs. Also, honey, he's saying that when you're well enough to think about it, is it time to shift careers?
Yes, it definitely is. I mean, you know, before this, I got much sicker than I was when I moved here. I was planning to go to school, go back to school, and I was planning to go to law school in New York.
Okay.
So that would have supported, my living
it would
there.
Have.
But
it would
right.
Have.
But I've had to rethink that.
Do you have some sort of autoimmune thing going on or some sort of systemic thing that runs throughout your whole body?
Yes, it's been suggested that I might have an autoimmune disorder, but
it's called LDN, girl. Take LDN.
That's not fully manifested, so I haven't been diagnosed with that, okay?
Right,
but
it hasn't been. But there is something going on systemically. Eric is showing me something going on systemically that you can and will take control of.
Well, will LDN help? Will LDN help? Because that helps so many things, including all autoimmune diseases.
What he's saying, absolutely, absolutely try it, but find a practitioner. Is it going to be somebody? Do you have a naturopath? Are you working with a naturopath?
No.
Find a naturopath.
I can't afford a naturopath. I would love to afford a naturopath, but I'm disabled.
Look up low dose naltrexone.
Oh, I've seen you. Also, I've heard you.
Yeah.
Mention that in the videos.
Mm-hmm.
No. Search the blog for it too, because it'll give you all the information. And you can make your own LDN for less than a penny a day, as long as you have a primary care physician that will give you the naltrexone 50 milligram tablets, which will last a year.
Okay.
I mean, it's so freaking cheap. I had this one blog member who had horrible ankylosing spondylitis on massive doses of steroids and methotrexate, which is a chemotherapy agent, and Cosentyx and all that stuff. And now he's only on LDN. And not only that, he is working twice the number of hours, has twice the amount of energy, et cetera. So I really think you need to consider that. And maybe that's why you called in today. But look into that.
I will.
Talk to your doctor. Here's the problem. Doctors have egos. And if you bring it up, unfortunately, which you have to, you're going to be, you can't get something. So it can't be good. So, and Big Pharma doesn't educate doctors about it because they can't make any money off of it. So be the squeaky wheel. Fight for it.
Okay.
Okay? You can look up, find an LDN doctor, and they will give you it. But the cheapest way is not the compounded formulation, but to make it by dissolving, naltrexone tablets in 50 cc's of distilled water and whatever. But anyway, search and you'll find lots of posts on it. So that might be a start. And I also recommend that you have a session with Veronica, because I feel like there's a lot more stuff that needs to be covered here with her and Aaron. Aaron can help you. Last but not least, I think that a life coach, a spiritual life coach, would help you. Like Charles might be able to help you, our guest.
Yes.
And Jamie Olivencia might be able to help too. Charles, weigh in.
I'd love to weigh in on this because I do have some information for you that could be helpful. We all come into this planet with a soul purpose and a particular career that we wanted to get into. Many times you will know that soul purpose if you think about your childhood and those things that really got you excited.
Yes.
For example, I have a nephew. What got you really excited as a kid?
It's funny that you asked that because I was thinking about that all day today and the kind of threads that have run since, from my childhood. And I have worked I've done a number of different things. Like I worked with the court system as a child advocate for children who were victims of abuse and neglect. But I wanted to go to law school. But I have also worked as a forensic medium. And I was very good in that role. And that's the direction that I'd like to go in to help law enforcement and legal professionals solve crimes using my mediumship ability. So the way that... So that's the answer.
I'm glad that you
mentioned
that.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So what I wanted to tell you is that that's your soul purpose. So what happens is when we're working against our soul purpose, our higher selves and our spirit guides will start to try to give us messages. And many times those messages will come through as ailments.
There's
a great book by Dolores Cannon's daughter, Julia Cannon. It's called Soul Speak. Recommend you read it.
Okay.
Because your higher self is probably trying to get you a message. One thing that can be very helpful is after this call is over with is just to say Source or God. What do you call the highest power in the universe? What do you
I call it the
call
universe. It the universe with a capital U.
Good. You can say universe, I surrender the management of my career to you. And I did this recently with an actress. I live in Los Angeles, so some of my clients are actresses and actors and singers and artists. And all of a sudden, things started moving in her career. So if you surrender to the universe, right, your career, things will start moving. You can also surrender your health, the management of your health to the universe, right? And what that does is it gets you back into divine flow. And really, that's what you're here for. You wanted to be a forensic medium because you're good at it. You've done this in past lives. And I think you feel that too, right? I know, actually. I've been told you feel that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's your calling.
Okay. I hate to cut you off, but we have wrapped up. Apparently, we are out of time. I apologize for that. And Elisa is apologizing. She's gotten cut off. She can't hear a thing. So it's me and Eric closing out the show. Charles, thank you so much. And caller, good luck with everything. Keep us posted. Elisa will post all the information that you need to reach Charles on the blog. I am Veronica of veronicadrake.com. Thank you so much for tuning in.